Inventory service can help you. This is Rod.
Hey, good afternoon, Rod. This is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. How has your week been going?
Not bad. How about yours?
Good, good. I appreciate you asking, and I don't want to take up much of your time here. I was just circling back around, and it looks like we had mailed an offer to the business at the beginning of this month, and was circling back to see if you had received it. It was an offer for working capital and equipment financing.
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay, it was a pre-approval. We had you pre-approved just based on your borrowing history with Dimension Funding and then your DNB credit profile. It looked like a good candidate, so we had sent you out the offer. So just wanted to see if you had any needs at this point of the year, anything coming up we could help finance.
No, not that I know of. Could be. I'm working on a proposal now. I could maybe use some working capital if I get the job, but I won't know that probably for until early next week.
Okay, well, I could definitely give you a holler at the end of the week next week and see where you're at with that.
Sure.
Okay. Give you a call on Friday, or do you need a little more time than that to figure out everything? Or
next Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, or even before Wednesday. Hopefully I'll know by Wednesday.
Okay. And let me ask you while I got you on the phone. Are you familiar with how working capital products work?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, no.
I'll give you a real quick breakdown. So how it works is we're able to help business owners unlock 10 to 15% of their gross annual sales. So let's say, for instance, you did $1 million last year. We could unlock, upwards of $150,000 for you to use as you see fit for the business.
I gotcha.
They're kind of, short-term loans to help, small businesses get a return on investment.
What address do you have for me, by the way?
What's that? I have, hold on one second here. I have 14852 Ventura Boulevard. Oh, wow, you're up in the valley. I grew up in the valley.
Yeah, I'm not there anymore, and there's been a change in companies.
Oh, is it not Blue Chip Inventory anymore?
Well, it is Blue Chip Inventory, but that one was Blue Chip Inventory Service, Inc.
Okay.
The new one is Blue Chip Inventory International.
International.
It's a DBA for an LLC, which is Inventory Auditors International LLC.
Okay.
And I moved. Yeah, I sold most of the customer list for that company in 2007. And then in 2011 I started the new one. And
are you the sole proprietor, or do you have partners?
Yeah. No, I don't have any partners.
Okay. Cool. Very nice. And then how are things going for you with this new venture?
Well, it's not bad. It's not great. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to think. I kind of got into it reluctantly. I never really got out.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't satisfied with what was happening with the buyers. They weren't making any effort to build the business.
Right.
And, and then one of them stopped paying. So that pissed me off a lot.
Yeah.
So,
I can see how that would be upsetting.
Yeah. So anyway, so in 2011, I decided, let me start up again. And so, I guess we're in year 4 or 5 here.
Nice, you're doing something right then.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of, do I really want to be in business? Once I get over that hurdle of knowing if I want to do it, then I'll know what to do. But right now, it's just, I'm not aggressive as I should be.
Okay.
But I got a business and I got employees, and I think we're making a few dollars.
Well, that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. And again, with regards to the working capital there, if you needed a short-term bridge loan, this might be a really good product for you to get you where you need to go.
Sure. Well, let's see what's happening next week sometime.
Yeah. Is there
right
a best
now,
time
we're
on
that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you catch me when you can, okay? That's
okay.
That's the rule of thumb. I'm a terrible procrastinator when it comes to appointments. I dread them. I don't do them. And where are you guys located?
We're actually just a little bit south of you. We're down here in San Diego, kind of in the La Jolla area.
Yeah, well, I'm not in the valley anymore. I moved.
Oh, where'd you guys move to?
Well, the new business didn't move. I moved. The new business is where I am, which is out here in the high desert.
Okay, so you're like Inland Empire area.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
I'm not far from Yucca Valley.
Okay, did you actually grow up in the valley? I grew up in actually Woodland Hills, if you're familiar with that area.
Well, yeah, I lived in Woodland Hills for 20 years or so.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I lived, by the Woodland Hills Country Club, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I actually went to some junior golf camps there when I was a little one.
yeah, I played out there once or twice in some tournaments.
Nice.
But I was a member of Braemar for a while.
Okay, but, excellent.
I gave it up. I was paying, I was playing like, paying what, $500 a month dues, and I was playing once every month or two.
It's like, that's an expensive round of golf.
Yeah, and I was like, what do I do? What do I do? You know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, but anyway. Yeah, but right now I got to go back to take my nap. I had to get up real early this morning, and I just got home, and I want to take a nap.
Yeah, I will keep you, but I will try to get a hold of you next Friday, and we'll see what we can do.
Wednesday.
I'll give you a call on Wednesday, and we'll go from there.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.